Vrindavan Mahimamrita, we're discussing about the this is the glories of the Brijvasis. We heard about how they're all Chinmaya, and no matter what they do, they're faultless, and any kind of contact with them is very special. We get a tremendous benefit by that. And then what vision do they have? How the Brijvasis are serving Radharani. That was, I think, the last thing we read, is it right? Chapter 6, verse 61. Shri Gandharva Pranabandhu Padabja. 61. Dwanvon Milat Prema Payusha Sindhar. Swadante Yashcharya Madhurya Dara. Srimad Vrindavana Kanane KP Danya. Only some most fortunate residents of Sri Vrindavan are able to relish the wonderful flow of sweetness emanating from the loving nectarine ocean of Sri Radha and our beloved Lord Krishna's lotus feet. This is about drinking the Prem Ras. How very few, but a genuine Brijvasi, a genuine resident of Vrindavan, says Prem Piyusha Sindhu. Prem Piyush. Piyush means that drink. Sri Gandharva Pran. Sri Gandharva Pran Bandhu Padabja. Gandharva Pran, that's interesting. Prana Bandhu, the Prana Bandhu Padabja. Prana Bandhu Padabja is the lotus feet of Krishna. Prananath. My Prananath. To save and not put a ha. No one but my Prananath. So the Prananath means Pranabandhu. Krishna's Pranabandhu. In fact, in many places they refer to the Lord like this, Pranabandhu. Especially Bengalis, when they talk about their Thakurji. Oh, my Pranabandhu. It's a very intimate way. And once I'll give you an example of Brijvasis. It says, Brijvasis drink Prem Ras. That's the theme of this verse. And so only those very fortunate Brijvasis. So the literal translation is the lotus feet of the beloved friend of the life force of Sri Gandharvika Radha. Right? Sri Gandharva is Radharani. Right? Radharani is Pranabandhu. The lotus feet of the Pranabandhu of Sri Gandharvika. Yes? That's really what it says. You agree? Sri Gandharva, Radharani. Pranabandhu, Krishna. Radha and Krishna Yuga. And Pada Abja. Abja means the lotus feet. Abja means ocean. So the loving nectarine ocean of Sri Radha. Only the most fortunate residents of Sri Vrindavan, says Ascharya Madhurya Dhara. Dhara means the current, the river, the flow. Rupanuga Dhara. Rupanuga Dhara means the current, the flow of philosophy and siddhanta coming from the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupanuga Dhara. We're following that, we're swimming in that, we're meant to be in that. So the Madhurya Dhara means that river of sweetness. And what is the current and river of sweetness, and what is its characteristic? Ascharya. Ascharya means incomprehensible. Ascharya means more than wonderful. The Srimad Brindakanane Danya. That's a very interesting way. Sri Brindakanane. Those fortunate ones, those fortunate ones that live in the Kana, like Nandakanana. You heard of Nandakanana? The pleasure forest and Swarga, Nandakanana. The Srimad Brindakanana means the forest, it's like saying Vrindavan, we say Vrindavan or Vrindavan, the forest of Vrindavan. So Brindakanana means the Vipina Kanana, there's some, that phrase is there in some bhajans, right? Kandamakanana Rasaparayana. So Kandamakanana means Krishna loves to play in the Kandava forest. From our ashram, for 3 kilometers that way, 50 years ago, was a full Kadambavan. Kadamba Gandhi, full. So many Kadamba trees that you couldn't see the sunlight inside the forest. That's how thick it was. The old people here, 80-year-old people, 70-year-old people, they're telling. Yeah, when we were kids, we used to run through there, cool off. They lived on top of the hill, they lived in the Tila, and all forests around here, even 50 years ago. So much development, so much commercialization. 50 years, zip, all the trees gone. So Krishna would play in those Kadamba forests. So Srimad Vrindavan, Vrinda Kanane, KP Danya. That's us. We're Srimad Vrinda Kanana Danya. We're fortunate residents of the forest of, wherever you can find that forest, the forest of Vrindavan, the long lost forest of Vrindavan. Only some most fortunate residents of Sri Vrindavan are able to relish the wonderful flow of sweetness emanating from the loving nectarine ocean of Sri Radha and beloved Lord Krishna's lotus feet. My God, Brother Kushikrata was extremely formal. Like whenever Prabhupada saw Nam Sankirtan anywhere in CC, he said, Lord Chaitanya's associates were chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It just says Nam Sankirtan. They could be chanting Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Rama or Krishna Krishna Krishna. So many things. Sri Krishna Govinda Hari Marari, Hey Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Many bhajans they have. Hey Krishna Marari Nanda Kumar. Just that. So many things. Beautiful bhajans in Bengali with Nam bhajans. Achyuta Keshava Sridhara Madhava Gopala Govinda Hari Jai Govinda Jai Gopal Keshava Madhava. This is like a kirtan. Is this not kirtan?
Yes.
So not sankirtan. And Prabhupada sees not. And Lord Chaitanya and the Rath Yatra is chanting non sankirtan. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So what else can he say? Because he's the founder of the Hare Krishna movement. That's what it's. The ISKCON is only in India, but anywhere in America and Europe, it's called the Hare Krishna movement. For the Hare Krishna people, they say, you Hare Krishna? No, I'm Hare Krishna Das. My father's Hare Krishna. Are you Hare Krishna? They think it's some movement of a guy named, some Jewish guy named Hare Krishna. Because Krishna, there's some Jewish name, Krishna. So Hare Krishna, some Jewish guy from New York, he started some spiritual movement and named after himself. You know, they have movements like that, the so-and-so movement, or, you know, the Rudolf Steiner kids' school, or, you know, they have all these kind of things. Aurobindo Ashram. It's Aurobindo is the name of some guy, right? Swami Aurobindo. So the Hare Krishna. You're Hare Krishna. It's so funny. It was nice. But here it's ISKCON. What's ISKCON? Is ISKCON a Madhuriya Nam? Mukya Nam? Mukya Prem Nam, I guess, because Prabhupada said that Krishna has appeared in the ISKCON movement. Krishna. The Supreme Personality of God and Lord Sri Krishna from Vrindavan has appeared in the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. The 10th canto of Bhagavatam and the purport of chapter 3, the birth of Lord Krishna. So the Lord has taken birth in the womb of the ISKCON movement. So now he's like getting pretty old. He's 66, he was born, and so that's 34, he's 45 years old. He only looks like he's 15 years,
9 months,
9 months, 7.5 days. This is a nice verse. Now let's, the next verse is interesting how we're hearing about all this. And this verse, the title is Serve the Brijvasis. Serving them. We talked about their qualities, their gunas, their vision, their experience, their position, their uniqueness, their speciality. And now, this is chapter 1, verse 72, on page 26. So I want to hear about a Brijvasi. We heard about Brijvasi's relish is Prem Ras in the last verse. So let's hear about a Brijvasi who is relishing Prem Ras. There's a Brijvasi named Gorky Shordas Babaji Maharaj. You've heard? He's my Paraguru. My guru's guru's guru. And he spent about 20, 30 years wandering in Vrindavan. And he was wandering in Vrindavan, he would sing one bhajan. Kotai go prema mahi, radhe radhe. Kotai go prema mahi, radhe radhe. Ashtashaki shiromani, radhe radhe. Ashta Shaki Shiromani Radhe Radhe Vrishabhanu Nandini Radhe Radhe Vrishabhanu Nandini Radhe Radhe Kotaigo Prema Mahi Radhe Radhe Kotaigo Prema Mahi Radhe Radhe Kanu Manu Mohini Radhe Radhe Kanu Manu Mohini Radhe Radhe Ashtashaki Shiromani Radhe Radhe Ashtashaki Shiromani Radhe Radhe Kotaigo Prema Mahi Radhe Radhe Kotaigo Prema Mahi Radhe 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 Krishna Prema Pradayani Radhe Radhe Krishna Prema Pradayani Radhe Radhe Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. So he wandered around for 30 years in Braj, relishing the ras of this Nam Ras, relishing the Prem Ras, that sweet ocean current, the Prem Ras coming from the feet of Pranabandhu. Coming from the lotus, the ocean-like current coming from the lotus seat of Pranabandhu Sham. Pranabandhu Sham and Sri Gandharva. Gandharva, Sri Gandharva Radha. And then after some time he went to Navadvip because he was lamenting, and he sometimes would have sporty of Radha and Krishna, then he would see them and be sporty, then not see them, and he was rolling around lamenting. Then he was crying out, "Oh, I came to Vrindavan, I stayed for 30 years, I couldn't find my Radha and Krishna, let me go to my Gaur." Gaura, Gaura, Gaura. He went to Navadvip. He said, "Yes, I will take shelter. Gaura, Gaura, go Govinda, Ra Radha. I searched for my Radha Govinda in Braj, I could not find, I could not have Sakshatkar, I could not have Sakshat Darshan. But my merciful, my Kruna, Kruna Maya Gaur, my Gaura, my Gaura, my Govinda is Gaur, and my Radha is Ra, Gaura, Gaura, and I am Gaura Kishore. I worship that Gaura Kishore, the beautiful Gaura Kishore, Sham, Gaura Kishore, Radha, and Mahaprabhu, Nimai, Gaura Kishore, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura." So then he's wandering all around Navadvip, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura. And he's relishing the Ras, he's relishing Braja Ras through the means of Navadvip Dham. And he was looking like he's had long hair, beard, and wearing any clothes he could find, old clothes in the Ganga put on, and looking some like Avadut. And sometimes the children of Navadvip and Mayapur, like children are, their little rascal type, they would throw the Mayapur Raj, they would throw dirt on him. Throw dirt on him and make names and, "Oh, Baba, you're just begging, you're fake, you're not," and they were just ridicule him and throw dust on him. So one day when he was walking in his own ecstasy of Brajabhav, relishing this Prem Ras of Vrindavan, as we mentioned about in the last verse, then he looked up and he said, "Listen, Govinda, I'm going to Mother Yashoda. I'm going right now to Mother Yashoda's house. I'm going to complain about you. You can't do this to me. These boys are throwing dirt on me. I'm complaining. You're behind all this. I know that. You're behind all this, and I'm going to tell Mother Yashoda, and she's going to put you in trouble." So this is, he's relishing this. You know, this is his Bhav. This is an example of someone who's relishing Braja Ras. Chapter 1, verse 72. This is about serving the Brijvasis. Sado shakshno shi nachet sakalam apihatat swapna kalpam vihatam taritam dhyaya vrindavana manisham ato pasya vrindavana esho tan nama namam yeva nityam japa satatam to tat katam sam shushwa shinu sam shinu shwa shimad vrindavana sthanata paricara bo bojanat achan anad adya adye. O devotees, if you cannot immediately give up all your dreamlike illusory activities, if you cannot give them up immediately, then just constantly meditate on Sri Vrindavan, while worshipping the divine, the young divine couple, Radha and Krishna, or meditate on both Sri Vrindavan and the predominating deity of Vrindavan, as Radha Govinda. Always chant their holy names, hear about their pastimes, and serve the residents of Vrindavan by supplying them food and clothes. So these are different ways to, for someone who's absorbed in his dreamlike illusory activities, somewhat entranced, or let's say entrenched in those pursuits for whatever reason, and he's not allowed somehow at the present time to live in the Brajadham, then, as is told elsewhere by Rupa Goswami, if one cannot physically, heartfully, and mentally live in Vrindavan, then he should mentally live in Vrindavan, irregardless of where he's residing physically. That's being told here, along with the context of meditating, saying you can be in Vrindavan, and you can have the experience and blessings of living in Vrindavan by meditating on Vrindavan, along with worshipping the divine couple, because Vrindavan means Radha and Krishna. And the best way to worship them is to always chant their holy names and hear about their leelas. So this, of course, is the primary bhajan. Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam. Leela Smaranam, Nam Kirtan, and Rup Dhyan. Meditate on Radha Govinda's transcendental forms and qualities, chant their holy names, and meditate on their pastimes in Vrindavan with their Brijvasi devotees, Yashoda, Subal, Sridhar, Lalita, Vishakha, Ashtasakhis, Radha and Krishna, etc. Now, that's on the high side of things, directly to Bhagavan, and the Alokic Aprakat Dham, meditating and chanting about, meditating on Rastakali Leela. But then it's talking about right now, that whenever you do come, the time to time when you do come to Vrindavan, then you should serve the Brijvasis. Well, how do you do that? Well, you supply them food and clothes. So, I don't know if anyone has noticed, but over the years I've induced and encouraged everyone to bring their used clothes, which are practically new, or to bring new clothes from Delhi and Bombay, etc., to donate to the Brijvasis, because these are the general donations that are recommended. So everything I'm telling you is actually guided by Shastra. And simple, just follow and you'll get the result. So Prabhupada Nanda Saraswati, who is Tungavidya Sakhi, one of the Ashtasakhis, he's saying that if you want to get into Vrindavan eternally, live there in your Siddhaday and serve Radha and Krishna and your individual seva, then you have to do something from your side, endeavor from your side, but you need blessings from the other side. Two fingers, Damodar Leela. Endeavor, Karta and Kripa. Karta and Kripa. Actions, Karta and Kripa. Actions from your side and mercy from that side. That side means the Alokic side. The devotees are in the Alokic Dham. Devotees are, they're called Sajanas or Satjanas. They're members of the eternal realm. They're bringing the treasury. They're bringing the treasure from the other side to this side. So by serving the Brijvasis, you're serving Krishna. He who says he's my devotee is not my devotee. But he who serves my devotees, I accept him as my devotee. Krishna tells this in Adi Purana. So the greatest of all devotees of Krishna, which is recognized by Sanatana Goswami and the greatest acharyas and Shukadeva Goswami and Uddhava Mahashaya and Brahma and Shiva and all the demigods, they recognize the greatest, the paramount of all bhaktas are the Brijvasis, Yashoda, Nanda, Sridham, Subal, and of course the paramount, topmost devotee of all is Srimati Radharani. So Brijvasis are, the way to get into Vrindavan is worship of Brijvasi. Just like if you want to get a job in Reliance Industry, then worship of Reliance, worship somebody that works for Reliance. So if you worship him, then there's a good chance you may get some kind of job with Reliance, right? Hired by the company, taken right in. So if you worship a Brijvasi, you may get hired by a Brijvasi, or you might be taken right in. Right? They may invite you to come from Bombay. Take you right into the company. Right into the company store. This is the key. Shri Vrindavan Dhamma ki jai 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 Shri Radhe. So tomorrow we'll hear about the rarity of getting remnants of a Brijvasi.